father was certainly clever. All the same, George sometimes wished that he was a more ordinary parent, one who would play cricket or tennis with children and not be so horrified at shouting and laughter and silly jokes. He always made a fuss when George's mother insisted that George should have her cousins to stay.
"Noisy, rowdy, yelling kids," he said. "I shall lock myself in my study and stay there."
"All right, dear," said his wife, "you do that. But you know perfectly well that they will be out practically all day long. George must have other children to stay sometimes, and her three cousins are the nicest ones I know. George loves having them here." The four cousins were very careful not to upset George's father. He had a very hot temper and shouted at the top of his voice when he was angry. Still, as Julian said, he really couldn't help being a genius, and geniuses weren't ordinary people.
"Especially scientific geniuses, who might easily blow up the whole world in a fit of temper," said Julian solemnly.
"Well, I wish he wouldn't keep blowing me up if I let a door bang or set Timmy barking," said George.
"That's only to keep his hand in," said Dick. "Just a bit of practice at blowing up."